This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Picture this. You're a 15-year-old alone in your bedroom. You're questioning your sexuality and you don't know who to turn to. You turn on the radio and for the first time, you hear a voice talking about how wonderful it is to be part of the LGBTIQ community. And suddenly, you don't feel alone anymore. Joy 94.9 connects, represents and celebrates our diverse community on radio, online and streaming via the Joy app. No matter where you are right now, become a member or donate for Joy's 2014 Radiothon. Head to joy.org.au and click on the membership tab. That's so Joy, 2014 Radiothon. Help support the radio station that supports our global LGBTIQ community.
That's so Joy!
You're on Joy 94.9 inside the Sound Museum with Jono, and I have got some very special guests on the phone all the way from New York City. It is Chad and Ian, better known as the group A Great Big World. Welcome to Joy, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Now, I want to start off by asking you about your Kickstarter campaign, because here at Joy 94.9, this is our big fundraising week. It's our Radiothon week. And you guys fundraised way back in 2012 to release your debut EP by doing a Kickstarter campaign. Just tell us briefly a little bit about that and why you chose Kickstarter to get started.
Right before that happened, we had another record label, and the label fell apart, and we kind of lost our entire team. So we went back to the basics and decided to start A Great Big World. And we had no money to do that. And we had all this music that we wanted to record. And we had a small but amazing group of fans at the time. And we did the Kickstarter and we raised the money to record our EP in 24 hours. And I mean, it was incredible to know that we had that much support out there, because you don't know until you don't know when you press live on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
You just, oh my God, this is going to be so embarrassing.
Also, in case people don't know, Kickstarter is a place where, like, if you're starting a business or you have a project that you're looking to raise funds for or something, you basically give back to, like, the fans or whoever the customer is, and by giving rewards. So we had all sorts of rewards to give to our fans if they donated. But the catch is that, like, if you don't meet your goal, and I think ours was $15,000, if we didn't meet our goal, you don't get any of the money, even if you raise, like, $10,000.
Oh, really?
So we were definitely, yeah, it was definitely a stressful time because we didn't know how this was going to go. But actually, we were so lucky and blessed that within 2 days, we met our goal of 15,000, and it was incredible. And
we wouldn't be here without that, because I don't know how we would have recorded our first song, honestly.
I guess what every group wants is their big break, and I suppose yours came when you played the single Say Something on So You Think You Can Dance. And then, of course, Christina Aguilera heard the song, she loved it, and re-recorded it with you. Did you ever in your wildest dreams imagine that someone like Christina Aguilera was going to come on board and catapult you into sort of stardom?
No, that was... It's like we had dreams of performing our music, you know, in all sorts of places and reaching so many people. But I don't know, reaching Christina Aguilera was like so far fetched. Like, it felt like an impossible dream, and that happening was like, okay, this is like, it felt like from that moment on our lives were gonna change, and we knew it.
Yeah, you know, you have dreams, and then you have to like kind of let go of how you get there, because right now, all of our dreams are coming true, but the path that we took is nothing like I would have ever imagined or guessed. And I mean, I would have laughed at you if you told me this a year ago, what we were about to experience. I mean, it's been incredible beyond both of our expectations.
You've performed the song at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. You performed it at the American Music Awards. You must be pretty touched with the reaction it gets when you perform it live.
Yeah, you know, at this point, it doesn't feel like our song anymore. It feels like everyone's song, and it feels like whatever this is bigger than us, and that we just feel really lucky to be a part of it. And it just feels like a song came from a place that we're all kind of connected to.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. And I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Jono inside the Sound Museum, and on the phone from the States, it is Ian and Chad. They are a great big world, and it's a pleasure to have them on Joy 94.9. Hey guys, we've been talking about the single Say Something, which obviously just lit up the world with the success, but you've got a brand new single out now called Already Home, which is impacting radio. Now, I'm intrigued by the video clip for this one because it's got Darren Criss from Glee starring in it. I just want to know how you got him on board.
So Glee actually covered one of our other songs called This Is the New Year about a year and a half ago, and we were at a party after that happened, and Darren Criss was there, so we met him then, and we became friendly with him, and then we've kept in touch with him, and we were shooting this music video, and we had about 2 days to fill the actor roles. We needed a guy and a girl, and we didn't have the parts yet booked, and so we contacted Darren. We were just like, maybe Darren's available, who knows? And he was like, yeah. He said, yeah, he'll show up in 2 days. And he did, and it was amazing. And he brought in Jessica Zor as well. And I don't know, it was kind of a perfect fitting. We love him, and we're huge fans.
If only New York wasn't so far away, I promise this city won't get.
Now, of course, that track and Say Something are from the debut album, Is There Anybody Out There? Tell us a little bit about the album. How long did it take you to complete the album?
The album was recorded in stages, actually. I mean, some of the songs we recorded a couple of years ago, those are the songs that we recorded for the Kickstarter campaign, and we just kind of remixed and mastered them. And the rest of the songs were recorded over the course of maybe a month. So, I mean, really, we're talking a month, maybe a little bit more than that in total. But they're kind of like snapshots over like the last 8 years of our lives. I've known Chad for 8 years. We've been writing for 8 years. And these songs are kind of a selection of like our favorite songs we've written together.
Joy 94.9 is an LGBTI radio station. And there's a track on your album called Everyone Is Gay, which is just one of the funniest tracks and most likable tracks I've heard in a long time. How did that track come about?
Thank you. That's awesome. We were approached by our friends who run a website called EveryoneIsGay.com, and they give advice to kids who are struggling with their sexuality, and they wanted to put out a compilation album filled with the gayest songs ever, and they asked us to write one of them, and we jumped at the opportunity because, I don't know, we believe in them and what they're doing, and I don't know, we also wanted to spread a message of love, and where we were coming from with the song, we wanted to speak to any of the kids who were being bullied or felt confused about their sexuality, and kind of spread this idea that sexuality is a spectrum that we all are on in some way, and you could be gay, you could be straight, you are who you are, and you love who you love, and I don't know, there should be no hate in any way for that.
Well, I think you guys...
It's been really powerful to play that song at shows, and like, especially in cities or small towns where that message isn't accepted widely, and we actually just also performed it at a high school for the first time. So that was a really interesting and great experience.
Well, I think you guys nailed it with that song because it is such a fun track, and I must say I've been accused of walking down the street with my iPod on yelling out, "Everyone is gay," as I'm singing along.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. We're all here in it together.
Hey, no, you guys are coming down to Aussie very soon for a tour. You're playing here in Melbourne on Sunday the 3rd of August. What can people expect of the tour?
We're actually, so I think Ian said this with the album, but we don't have a lot of songs like Say Something. Most of our songs are actually upbeat and positive and optimistic, and we're all about spreading love and positivity, and we kind of just want to lift spirits. And when you come to our show, you're going to leave with a smile, and you're going to want to dance, and you're going to have a lot more fun than you will want to cry.
There's going to be confetti.
Now, have you guys been down to Australia before?
Yeah, we were in Sydney, but just for a few days doing a promo, but we've never done a proper show in Australia.
Okay, well, Melbourne's the better city, so we certainly look forward to welcoming you down here in August of this year.
Yeah, we're so excited.
And thank you very much for chatting with us today, and please come and visit us here at Joy 94.9 when you're in Melbourne, and we look forward to a great tour and heaps more great music from you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for all your support.
It is Chad and Ian. They are a great big world, proud to be played here on Joy 94.9.
That's So Joy!
Radiothon 2014 is on.
Get social and share your Radiothon photos, experiences and stories with the hashtag That's So Joy.
That's So Joy.
Let me take a selfie.
That's So Joy.
That's So Joy.
That's So Joy.
That's So Joy.
Tweet it, like it, grab it, snap it.
Hashtag That's So Joy.
Okay, let's go take some shots.
Radiothon 2014,
that's so joy!
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.